Hi everyone, this is Just a Mom. Why are you laughing at me?
You've started polling. It's like you're starting a sermon. You're in church. Hello and good evening.
George, that is how I talk to people.
Okay.
Everyone, this is Just a Mom, and with me is George Kagwe, and this is the...
Who am I to you? Maybe guys don't know.
Oh yeah, this is my husband. We've been married for 7 years.
Madam.
Oh my gosh, people know. Anyway, yes, this is George Kagwe, my husband, and we are continuing the conversation on the truth about marriage. We started a part one talking about spirituality. Go check it out as we continue this conversation. So today we are supposed to be talking about communication stroke fighting.
Supposed to be, or are we talking?
We are talking about communication stroke fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to add fighting there so that I remember. That is, how has it been? What's the difference
fighting between... Fighting or disagreements?
Fighting. You like fighting.
Because the makeup is good.
Trust. Anywho... Yes, 1 year versus 7 years. What's the difference between how we communicate then and how we communicate now? You go first.
I think the first years of marriage was pretentious. See, you always tell me to go first, then when I talk,
you tell me I talk too much.
See, ubaya mimi Mungu alinipatia words mingi. Now the gift of the gab.
Go ahead.
Umehorerato. Anyway, so... I feel like the first year was pretentious.
Explain.
I mean, we were friends,
mm-hmm.
but kuna vitu, there are things we've gone through that now we don't pretend when communicating. You say what you need to say, and you mean what you say.
No holding back.
You say it.
Boxing gloves. Aye. Off.
Unasema kusema. Yeah. Kama itakutwanga malimbaya, wewe sema imekutwanga malimbaya, ukatch. Ukatch feelings venye utakatch. But that's what I mean. You know, in the beginning, it was like walking on eggshells.
Because again, we're following what we were taught.
Yeah, so you're following... Hi, Mama. This is Taji Wangare Kagwe.
Mm-hmm.
She's our offspring. Yes.
You're saying?
Yeah, so... Why are you sighing? So, anyway, so it was... I felt like we were walking on eggshells. And it was more so like exactly what we had heard from people,
mm-hmm.
or even what we were told to do. Oh, we were told there are different stages and stuff like that.
Don't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
Say you always...
Life is life. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I felt it reached a point where we were not human. You're like living in a bubble,
mm-hmm.
and when you live in that bubble for so long, it becomes kind of toxic,
mm-hmm.
where now I'm not letting her live and be herself, because there's a way her, when she's angry, she'll talk stomping off, throwing hands, you know how women are.
Or I withdraw and not talk at all.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what you used to do in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I felt was pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I felt was pretend. Because, babe, you, when you're angry, you like expressing your angry. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It's only that what you've been taught in life mm-hmm. has made you to suppress your anger.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at when you express your anger, you exhale, you become better. You even start laughing at yourself because now you realize, I was angry.
Stupid. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I feel like we were not letting each other be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We were living in this bubble. We were living in this pretentious habitat where we have to walk on eggshells, or I have to talk to you this way. Even if I'm angry, I have to express myself in this way. If you're angry, you have to come and express yourself in this way. I'm like, it got to a point where I think we sat down together and I was like, you know.
We actually never sat together. I think it's just been a natural progression.
No, we sat, I remember. I remember. And this was like after when Taji was born. I was like, you know, we have to let each other be human beings.
Hmm.
And human beings...
I don't remember that conversation.
Human beings with the character that you have and the personality that you have. So if you don't feel like talking about it today, you tell me. But me, if I feel like talking, let me talk. Listen, we're not waiting till tomorrow. Naongea sahi, mimi naongea sasa hivi. You get? So I feel like that's for disagreements. That's for fights. So, and that got... Because we'll talk about communication and in broader terms or in
depth. I thought that's what you're talking about now.
This is disagreement. I'm just saying about disagreements.
Mm.
I felt like it was pretentious.
Because
It felt like when if you're angry with someone, you have to come. Oh, naomba nikuambie, mimi nimekasirika na wewe.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I beg you, please let me tell you why I'm mad at you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how we talk. That's mm-hmm. not how human beings are.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how probably we grew up, each of us. We all grew up in our own ways. We grew up with different beliefs, being suppressed with certain things. But then in this space of marriage, I felt like it needs to feel like freedom. It needs to feel like freedom in the sense that I need to accept you the way you are. You need to accept me the way I am, with my wrongdoings and shortcomings, and also with the right things that I have. And in the disagreements is when you see the realness of someone. If someone has rage, if someone is abusive in terms of verbal, not physically, you know, what kind of a person is my wife when she's upset? Does she grab the first thing she gets and throws it? Because those are real things that happen when people are mad. Okay? So, and then from there, now once I've seen who she is, then we find now ways of how to be able to. What's wrong, Mama? Sorry. You bit your tongue.
Chew slowly, sweetie.
It's painful. You fell to tamu.
Kata looking at you.
Anyway, so not to deviate from that, but you know, we're parents first. Mm. But so once we establish now how a person is, especially in disagreements, is when now we find ways of how can I help you to be able to cope with that better?
Mm-hmm.
And then you now work towards that and to that regard. That's for us guys.
Mm.
I'm not saying that's how generally it happens in your marriage. I don't know about it, but you know, you can talk about it and see how that works.
Yeah. Let me now go. Mm. In terms of disagreements. So I don't know where I got this unhealthy thought process or whatever it is, that every time we'd fight in the first year of marriage, I would be like, I think I just never understood that fighting is okay. I think there's a perception that if you fight with somebody a lot, it's not a healthy relationship.
Mm.
It's not. I am of the thinking that that's not necessarily the truth, because disagreeing is a disagreement. It just means we are of different opinions.
Mm.
And fighting or disagreeing or having that conversation, and ours are, but they are not conversations, they are fight, they are like serious discussions. And in talking, like he said, that's when you get to know each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's how you think, that's how I think. Mm. Okay, so now how can we reach a common ground?
Mm.
So in the beginning, I used to think, bus, by then our marriage is over, we are not going to make it. Oh my god, it's I'm going to leave.
Mm.
Remember in the beginning how many times I would like
want to leaving,
pack my bags and think, by the way,
I'm going to my mother.
I did not sign up for this. I did not
sign up for this. Yake. Hata mimi niko na mama yangu. Twende.
And it, as you grow older and as you know, as marriage progresses, I look back at that girl and I laugh at her, because at the end of the day, yes, you run away from this fight, but imagine there's no relationship that is easy. Whether you run away from this stage of growth, you will still really touchy.
Don't
kick the tripod. Anyway, yes. So in the beginning, I would run and. Part of the growth process that has happened now up to our seventh year of marriage is I'm like, okay, now we're having a fight, we are disagreeing, game on, now let's engage. And we have our fight to talk and we move on.
Mm.
And it's such an amazing place to be, because now I'm not like, oh my God, my marriage is going to end. We are not even friends. Oh my God, it's so unhealthy. This is such an, I mean, that illusion in your mind is a fairy tale. Mm. I don't think, I would really love to hear from you by the in the comments. If you guys have never fought after being married for a couple of years, I would really love to hear from you, because hey, you guys are special.
Mm.
I feel like that perception that having disagreements is unhealthy. Yeah, I feel like maybe the unhealthiness comes from how you handle those situations. Or those disagreements.
Yeah.
But the fact that we agree and we've moved to the next stage is a part of the growth.
Mm. And do you have a conducive environment for? You see, like, it's just like, I mean, yeah. Guys, most of the guys are in a business, or they run a business, or in corporate world.
Yeah.
Like, you have policies, you have crisis management.
True.
Right? Because you cannot avoid a crisis.
Yeah.
You can never avoid a crisis. Crisis happen. The world has gone through a crisis right now with this whole COVID-19 gadget, right? But it's how you manage that crisis. If we all run to the hills with our hands up, crisis, you know, is that a good way of managing that? So do you have a conducive environment where, and that's why I say, do you allow yourselves,
bye-bye.
Taji, mama and papa are here talking.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your cartoons. So, yeah, and that's why I said you have to allow each other to be human beings.
Mm.
Like, you're not angels. You're not angels that you know everything, and everything will be hunky dory. It will be, you know, sunflower gardens and everything like that.
Mm.
But you have to allow yourself to be at the space where you'll be able to.
Yes.
Be human, and by being human is you'll do wrong. Okay, you will do wrong. And let me even explain this. Like, Karemi and I have sat down, we've sat down and are like, first of all, you have to understand we are human beings, to the point of where now we are at a place in our relationship where if Karemi sees a hot guy, she'll even tell me. She'll be like, hey babe,
I even send you photos of what,
exactly, like check you like you get,
yeah,
because like
you're human,
I'm human.
In fact, if you keep it hidden, yeah, that's where now the
it manifests and grows and now
the thoughts start
and percolates.
Yeah, but now when we laugh about it and
exactly.
Look at the and we even move in on.
Traffic, if I see a chile, I'll be like, damn babe, check you like, damn.
Mm.
Hey, ule aliumbwa ule. Ule aliumbwa asubuhi ule. Unaona?
Oh, but something I wanted to say before you move on. I if I lose my train of thought, I'll forget.
Wangare.
Wow, Taji.
Thank Wangare.
You. Yeah, it's serious when he called her by her second name. I wanted to say, like he was talking about the difference in our personalities. If we have just had a disagreement and I'm still upset, even when he apologizes and I'm not ready to accept the apology, I love the fact that he respects that, because I tell him categorically, I've had your apology. I'm still in my feelings right now. I need to sit in my feelings for a bit, work through them. We shall be friends later.
Mm.
And he's understood that that's just my way of processing.
What are my feelings?
Yeah, and I love the fact that he respects that, because if he didn't respect that, that's when a resentment happens.
Mm.
Like, do not force me to accept the way you process fights or disagreements. I process them differently. If I need to sit in my feelings and comb through them, praise allow me to go through that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make that point, because I feel it's important to respect the different personalities, even when you're fighting or having disagreements. His process is, let's fight now, let's deal now, let's move on.
Mm.
I'm not ready. He'll have to wait. And I believe that's where his growth happens, and that's where my growth happens, when sometimes he just needs to talk about it. Yes, I'll listen. I might not fully engage, but at least I'll give him that space as well. So...
Mm.
Yeah, I wanted to make that. That's an important point.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I mean, that's perfect, because it segs also into, again, 7 years after we have a child. So with a child, it's the same kind of environment that you know. So I get those people who say, oh, don't fight in front of your kids. Oh.
Yeah.
But us guys have, like, we are very...
you feel like it's healthy for her to understand that people who love each other sometimes disagree.
Yes.
And it's okay.
Because she'll go play with her friend.
Yeah.
And they'll disagree. And she'll come back crying. And we tell her, hey, it's part of life.
Go deal. Yeah.
Go find a way of how you'll make it right with the person. Yeah. If you're the one on the wrong, apologize. If they accept your apology, perfect. If they don't, if they want space for 2 days, respect that and come back to your digs. And also you think about your life.
Those be are like,
okay,
lessons.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Process. Process yourself. You know.
Because we when she sees us fighting, I'll sit her down and tell her, me and your dad love each other, but sometimes we don't agree.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You'll see us maybe that day she's had her shouting and she'll get upset a bit, but we also realize that it's important for us to create a safe environment for her. And creating a safe environment is having that conversation and telling her, it's okay. We are not leaving. Your safe environment still exists. But also understand that sometimes mom and dad just have, fights. Mm. But we still love each other and we're still your mom and dad.
And that's the processing. Change.
So nowadays she doesn't phase her. She'll just look and move on with whatever she's doing. Mm. And
then we'll still... And again, it's what you do during and after.
True.
So
and she sees her saying sorry.
Exactly. And probably this is not how you do your whole gadget, your marriage, and which is fine. We respect that. But this is how we do ours.
Mm.
So it's how even you do after. So later on... if she's witnessed that whole, she has to witness now the reconciliation.
Yeah, exactly.
So she has to witness us guys hugging, reconciling, bringing her in and telling her, hey, mama and papa are just having a heated argument, blah, blah, blah. This, it happens in life. Just the way you disagree with your friends outside, you guys run the opposite direction crying. So you just have to contextualize it for them, for them also to understand that. Because men, I don't want... I've met people who were raised in that environment where they didn't witness fights and conflicts.
So when they happen,
conflicts happen, those guys, it's the end of the world.
True.
Like they can't deal, they can't process that emotion of the fact that they've been rejected or someone did not like what they did. And that's not a good it's not a good environment and ecosystem to be in. If you ask me personally, you get your mind is not in a good space in that. So you have to create those spaces, and it's not a tip, pop. You just bring your child inside. Of course, it's gradual, so it's just how us guys are in the house.
Yeah,
us guys are open. We're free. We talk. We let people. She expresses if we hurt her feelings. She says, hey, I hurt your feelings and we apologize because it's valid. She felt hurt.
Yeah.
And this video is just disagreements. We've not talked about communication.
But then I thought they were combined.
How? Communication because is how in various ways.
Because how you talk to
each other. Yeah, but we've just talked about disagreements.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, we can do communication in the next video.
Okay. Good idea. So, yeah, thank you. Bye. The words refuse to leave my mouth.
Thank you so much. Baby! Back. Okay. Abdi.
Looking at you very touchy, does. Thank you so much for watching. Please leave comments and would really love to hear about how you guys fight. I mean, if you're married or in a relationship, how do you handle disagreements so that we can continue having this conversation and learning from each other. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.
See you, end.